So now I'd like to introduce our Dr. Leah, who's going to give us a one-minute tip, and this is a fabulous tip. Welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of candy and Halloween and everything, it's you know, it's a big time of year for kids to really indulge on that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And the parents, because
right.
We always sneak some.
Yeah.
I should never have opened the bag, because
I know.
I've been working on it for 2 days.
I didn't open the bag.
That's what happens.
There's nothing left. I'm going to have to go out and buy some more.
Oh, no.
One thing that all that candy is doing is it's actually lowering our immune system. There's been actual studies that have shown that white blood cells, which are the army of our immune system, decreased in activity significantly for at least 4 hours, sometimes a lot more, after we eat even a modest amount of sugar. So when, on a time of year like this, when there's lots of sugar being taken in, and not just for one day, but
yeah, that's
over a period
the problem.
Of several
mm-hmm.
days,
mm-hmm.
and it's cold, and it's winter, and flu and cold season, it just increases that risk of our kids getting sick even that much more. So sometimes I'll have parents, you know, like, well, if you're going to give your kids lots of sugar right now, at least give them some things to help their immune system.
Okay.
Like vitamin C, emergency, some vitamins, just kind of boost them up a little bit so they don't get that increased risk of getting sick.
Well, I want you to know you had a great influence on me. I went and bought my grandson vitamins, and I, you know, and I make sure he has one when he's at my house. So
good.
I really do. You know, I never really thought about that so much with small children. Well, I mean, I take my vitamins. So I think it's really, really important because they always don't eat right. You know,
you're right.
So,
mm-hmm. And it's funny how we think about those things for ourselves, but we always think, oh, our kids are fine. You know, they're healthy. But
right.
The sooner we can get their immune system boosted up now as kids, the less likely they'll be ill when they're adults.
And I think I'd like to say, parents, you know, don't let them have candy for the next 2 weeks. You know, you really need to. We know it's not good for you. You know it's not good for their teeth, many things. So just, you know, get you know, a couple days of it, then pull it away. You know, take it for a treat when you want to give them a little treat, but not let them have 18 candy bars a night.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, sugar affects our body so much differently than kids. I mean, because we just tend to pack it on our thighs.
Yes, we do. I think you said that. Didn't you say that sugar turns to fat in adults?
Yeah, our brain says, I don't need any more right now. Store the rest for later, and it stores it as fat.
Oh, good. No candy, no cheating, parents.
Well, doesn't it also really affect your blood sugar? I mean, in terms of, like, if you're going to have sugar, I mean, I know for me, if I'm going to have sugar, I have to eat a meal before, have some protein, something,
right.
Because otherwise,
exactly.
Yeah, on an empty stomach, a lot of sugar, I mean, it's twice as bad.
You get hyper.
Exactly, Jamie. Plus, you know, when we are eating just sugar and not adding protein, like you said, or fat, then our blood sugar shoots way up, our insulin gets released, and insulin is the storage hormone. It's the one that we always think about with diabetes, but it also is great at storing sugar as fat. That's what it does. It takes it out of the blood and puts it in the cell, and if there's way too much, then your body just says, all right, let's just really store it for later and pack it on as fat. It's exactly what it does.
Well, that's a good reason not to have that candy bar tonight.
Or have a nice big, you know, roasted chicken dinner before you indulge in your Halloween candy.
Well, thank you so much,
sure.
Dr. Leah, for joining us, and we'll be chatting with you next week.
Okay, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You too.